30. Thunder seemed to rumble through Mon Mothma as the ship turned ponderously broadside to bring her guns to bear on the lead Yuuzhan Vong destroyer analog. The destroyer, already in a position to fire, held its ground and unloaded, pounding the deflectors mercilessly. Wedge could almost hear the Yuuzhan Vong commander's triumphant gloat. By the time the Mothma's main batteries were in position to strike at him, its shields would have failed. Which was why it was good that that was not really what Wedge had in mind, after all. "Now," he said quietly, "engage the tractor beam." The entire ship jolted and hummed as its structure tried to compensate for suddenly being attached to another mass of even greater size. Both ships suddenly began to pivot in ponderous slow motion. "They've broken the lock, sir," Sel informed him.
"That was plenty," Wedge replied, repressing a grin.
They had managed to roll the destroyer right into the path of a Yuuzhan Vong dreadnought, effectively blocking fire from it to either the Mothma or the heavy Moon Cal cruiser Vortex Wind that was coming up behind. The Yuuzhan Vong ship not only was serving as a shield for them, but was now exposed to fire from both Alliance ships as well. Wedge watched in satisfaction as huge chunks of the vessel went white, fading through blue to red, then black. A seam of internal explosions ran down the spiny length of the destroyer, ripping it apart. Cheers went up from the bridge crew. That put them ahead of the game, in terms of numbers.
"Continue as planned," Wedge said.
The Vortex Wind nosed over the dying hulk of the destroyer, swinging broadside as she did so, and caught the next ship hard with its batteries as it came from behind the Eclipse. Wedge took Mon Mothma to starboard and down relative to the Vortex Wind, joining Memory of Ithor in a bombardment of a smaller frigate-sized ship. He'd been working his way through the Yuuzhan Vong formation with a series of these bait and switches, using one ship to draw the attackers into the line of another. It was almost too easy, but they had clearly expected him to make a hard, straight push for the interdictor. Instead, he was plowing around the flank farthest from the huge Dovin Basil vessel, shredding it pretty effectively. They'd finally analyzed his plan and were bringing around the largest ship in the center, but they were slow, and he'd already managed to take out three of their capital ships without losing any of his own, though the Ranger was in pretty bad shape. The starboard flank was theirs now. He had the ships form a line and began laying down a corridor of fire that opened a lane to the approaching dreadnought, a monstrous kilometer-long cone of bone-white Yorick coral. Maybe 100 coral skippers flared out in the first few furious seconds, and Alliance starfighters rushed in to fill the gap, pouring toward the hulking Yuuzhan Vong vessels.
"Come and get us," Wedge said. "Come on, be the Vong I know and love."
Because now what remained of the Yuuzhan Vong flotilla was at a pronounced disadvantage. To continue the fight, they would have to fly straight into the combined firepower of 6 Alliance capital vessels. Which, predictably, they began to do. This was where the heavy slugging would begin.
"Sir, we report some activity from the Golan II. It opened fire on the skips pursuing Twin Suns."
Really?
That was good news. He hadn't really expected the battle platform to be functional after all this time. How had Jaina commandeered it so quickly?
"Yes, sir."
"See if you can raise Colonel Solo."
The dreadnoughts were closing and beginning to fire at extreme range. Wedge could already see them taking hits from the starfighters.
"Target Dovin Basils until they're in deep range," he said. "Lasers only, at your pleasure."
The Mothma and its sisters commenced firing.
"Sir?"
Sel sounded distressed.
"Yes?"
he asked mildly.
"We can't raise Colonel Solo, and there's something else."
"Well?"
"The Golan II has disappeared."
"Disappeared? Destroyed?"
"It's hard to say at this range, sir, with this much interference, but there's no obvious sign of explosion or debris. It's more like it just dropped out of existence."
"Gone, then here, then gone. Thrawn," he murmured. "Did you leave us a present?"
"Sir?"
"It's cloaked, Lieutenant. Keep an eye on that sector and let me know the instant anyone hears anything from Colonel Solo."
He turned his attention back to the immediate battle. The Golan was still very much a wild card. He would have to work with what he had. The lead dreadnought was taking terrific damage, but it must have been mostly hull in the forward sections, because it was still coming. Wedge paced up to the viewport.
"Die, you ugly brute," he muttered.
But on it came, aimed at Sprite Spray, a medium cruiser. At this point, even if they managed to kill the Dovin Basil drive, the ship would keep coming with enough momentum to wreck the cruiser and open a hole in his line. If the dreadnought retained any firepower, it would then be behind his line, forcing him to a two-front battle.
Sprite spray letter through. Vortex wind, justice. Execute, Rumble.
The three ships acknowledged. Wedge watched the dreadnought roar past with far too much momentum to stop as Sprite Spray scooted aside and the Vortex Wind and Justice rolled above and below the gap. As the dreadnought went through the hole, they let the ship have it from both sides. The dreadnought passed through the line with no drive and massive damage in all areas. Without power, it continued on its last vector out toward the system's rim. Other ships were making for the gap, though. Wedge shifted his line to break and form on either side of the already damaged vessels.
Sir,
from Sel's frantic tone, he knew it would be bad. Ships were decanting near the interdictor, Yuuzhan Vong ships. A thin chill lifted the hair of his neck.
They figured out we weren't a feint, Wedge said. They're back.
That meant he had a whole new battle on his hands.